Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The International House of Prayer, or IHOP, is a 24/7 place of prayer and worship for public access. But the coronavirus has caused the ministry to close its doors to the general public. Now Mike Bickle and the IHOP leadership team are responding to the situation. Find out more after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. The International House of Prayer in Kansas City, Missouri, closed its doors to the general public as of March 17th in order to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, also referred to as the coronavirus. However, the ministry is continuing its 24/7 prayer and worship and decided to make its services available via a public live stream. In an official blog post, IHOP founder Mike Bickle wrote, "Don't mistake me, we view the coronavirus as a real threat, but we know from Scripture that these sorts of scenarios will definitely increase in intensity as the day of the Lord draws near. We will continue to minister to the Lord and pray for the nations as we face this pandemic together. Personally, I am unafraid, and our community is filled with faith." Bickle and other IHOP leaders, including Daniel Lim, Stuart Greaves, Dana Candler, and Dean Briggs, held a live video discussion on March 19th to address questions about the coronavirus and related topics. Bickle says the ministry is balancing three tensions right now. The first is its heavenly mandate for 24/7 prayer with worship. The second is social responsibility in a time of public fear. And the third is care for the most vulnerable in their community. Bickle says, "Above all, we continue to seek the Lord and intercede for the Father's wisdom and revelation to be released to the church. He is leading the nations with wisdom, and we trust his leadership. Pray for the International House of Prayer and its leaders as they continue to minister in the midst of the pandemic." And if you like the story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.